Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. Please give a follow. Thank you in advance for that. Got a three-man junk show today. EB in Marist, actually, in there is no in Marist, in Poughkeepsie, watching his son play a critical game last night as Marist tops Siena by one goal, so good for them.
Watched it last night. You know what? I've not watched a lot of lacrosse in my life.
Yep.
So many goals.
Yes.
It was fast and furious.
You know, that's good. Don't you want action? If you're going to tune into a lacrosse game, you don't want like a...
You don't want 9-8 game.
A 4-2 affair. Want to see some goals being scored.
And Siena did something at the end of the game where they're down by three with about 3 minutes to go.
Yeah.
You'd think that's a safe lead. And they basically did an empty net.
Oh, okay.
And let Marist score so they can get to faceoffs. Because if Marist had the ball, they could kill like a minute of time.
Gotcha.
And it seemed like they let Marist score. Mm. And that strategy worked for Siena because then they scored three goals and cut it to one, but Marist held on.
Very good.
So that's a big one.
So congratulations to Stevie Bickle and EB, their national televised game.
Mm-hmm.
And Stevie scored. Now, I saw the highlight of it at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
So I recorded the game.
Yeah.
But the recording started and it was 3-1 already.
Okay. Mm. So he must have scored early.
Whatever the game was that was before, like if that game was supposed to start at 8, must have carried over.
I believe the prior game was women's lacrosse, Hopkins, Maryland.
So the women's lacrosse game that probably spilled past the 8 o'clock start time.
Yeah.
Went late. There you go.
All I know is that guy's doing a lot of driving, especially over the next few days.
So he's driving back today.
He's coming back, and he's doing the show tomorrow, and he's driving back to Poughkeepsie after the show on Friday.
Yeah.
That Beamer's got to have a ton of miles put on it of late.
And Drabby, explain why he can't do a remote in this specific situation where he can't just do a remote up there and stay up there.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We just generally don't do those anymore.
Yeah.
Comrexes don't just get let down.
I mean, it is a pain in the butt. I get it, but in like an emergency situation like this, I would think.
I don't know.
Or he could have just taken another day off. He gets 72 days of vacation, so he might as well just.
Yeah,
take
we might
one
need
of
to check the vacay logs.
I got to take a week, man. I need a week. Somewhere.
Feeling burned out.
Yeah, I need a week.
You just need. I have my
vacations coming up May 7th.
Okay,
So jelly.
To Kiowa.
Yes.
This is the days have never felt longer.
Oh, really?
Because you're just waiting.
Just dragging on.
Yeah. within a month of vacation, The days go by so long. Yeah. The weeks go by so long.
Yep.
And I'm just counting down the days.
You won't do the bit where you actually have a paper calendar with each day on it and rip the day off.
You know,
each day as you
this
go
is,
forward.
This is going to sound psychotic.
Yeah.
I already started packing.
that doesn't sound psychotic. That is psychotic.
I have my big duffel bag out, and okay. I've already started assembling my golf outfits.
That is bizarre.
I put together my rain gear in case we're playing in wet conditions.
Well, I mean, if you're playing on the ocean course at Kiawah, which I believe you are, you better have your wind gear. Just have your wind gear packed.
I've already started figuring out what golf shoes I need to bring, packing my undies, putting my toiletry bag together.
For anybody that's listened to this show for any period of time, you know that Valdez is a notorious planner.
Big planner.
He's a big time planner. So this doesn't really surprise me.
I'm the exact opposite.
We know.
Every day I put one set of clothes in the bag.
Okay.
Just to get me through the day.
How many rounds of golf are you scheduled to play?
Four.
Okay. So that's a minimum of four golf outfits.
Yes, and I need post-golf attire.
You might need some dinner attire. Yep.
You might need to bring like an extra shirt to each round in case you get all sweaty. Like, you never know. You can never prepare enough.
Eight golf shirts.
Yeah.
I've already started looking at trying to figure out the forecast.
Okay.
Down there. It's
way too early for that.
I know. But
you're
it's
a maniac. Like,
it's here before it'll be here before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I'm just the days are just creeping by.
When I was walking in this morning,
JP starts his car and then goes and packs.
Yeah, pretty much.
I can do it about that fast.
I know you can.
I mean, it kills me. My wife is kind of like him, and she'll have like the suitcase out for two days.
Right.
And seems to be taking forever. And I just go, how many days are we there?
Yeah.
Eight.
Yeah.
All right. I need like 10 underwear. Boom. Underwear. Socks.
Mm-hmm.
And just go through it.
The older I've gotten, the more I've gotten to Team JP where I'm just.
No.
I'm a light packer.
You gotta have the bag out for multiple days.
I'm a light packer. And then if I've forgotten anything, I just pick it up while I'm on the trip.
And then I do a list. I start writing a list down. And then I check off things on the list that I need.
So much mental space occupied on something that should take 5 to 10 minutes.
And you know
my latest bit?
He's 3 weeks away from it.
My latest bit is I don't even do the carry-on now.
Right.
I try and aspire to have no carry-on.
But I mean,
because then you just sit down.
Okay,
and chill.
But you're weird because you fall asleep for 2 minutes into the flight. Those of us who are phobic flyers, we need a carry-on because we need our laptop or we need a book, something to pass the time for the flight. Not everybody just gets on a bird and puts their head against the window.
You can use your phone to watch a movie.
And then they're asleep immediately.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a big phone watch a movie guy on the plane. I'm more loaded onto my computer, and then I don't have it as soon as I get on a plane for whatever reason. Then I'm like, where's my movie? And I throw my hands up, and I slam my laptop down in disgust.
Well, I walked in this morning in Valdez, and Jason were talking about the weather, and I knew immediately they weren't talking about the weather here.
Right.
They were talking about the weather for the Masters.
Right.
He's checking weather in Georgia.
He's
checking weather in the Southeast for now and for 3 weeks from now.
And I heard Jason talking about a weather pattern that was going to go east, or maybe that was Valdez. I was like, oh, God.
Well, I texted Sands this morning.
There it is.
I said, are you awake yet? And he said, yep, 4:40 wake up. So I said, any update on the weather? He says, heavy rain and thunderstorms are sliding just to the south and east. Scattered showers, thunderstorms remain possible through 11 a.m. So they've already delayed it till 9 a.m.
Right.
at the earliest. Still going to be very windy, but he says it's not as bad as they thought it was going to be so far. I mean, weather's unpredictable, so anything can happen. But right now, it looks like it's not as horrible as it looked yesterday.
Jason's holy grail, combining weather reports from Sands.
Yes. Yes.
For the Masters. It's the holy trinity. It's all lined up.
My whole day is surrounded by Masters coverage, so
I will say, if today...
I didn't want it to tee off at 1 or 2. That would suck.
Yeah, if today was delayed, it would be a kick in the nuts.
A catastrophic day.
So Tiger Woods was scheduled to tee off around 1:15, something like that. When will he tee off now? Well, just an hour back?
I'm guessing it's a two-hour delay.
Yeah, if the first tee time, or if they're opening the gates and everything at 9 o'clock, my guess is the first tee time probably won't be till 9:30, which is like a two-hour delay.
Yeah.
So He's 128.
Yeah, so maybe 330.
330, he probably won't tee off, which is good because the TV coverage starts at 3.
I don't know.
And,
that
and to be honest, if you're a Tiger truther like I am, the later so the weather is making for a wave advantage, meaning the less holes you play today, the better, because it's windy conditions, wet conditions. So
yeah, but the problem is with Tiger. Is if that all gets pushed to Friday, he's got to play more than 18 holes.
Right.
That'll be brutal.
That's for Tiger, but in terms in general, for those teeing off later today, like in later tee times, they definitely have an advantage over the field because they will have less exposure to the windy conditions
today.
Jason
told me he is at a wave disadvantage because he came in this morning and somebody was in the bathroom. And then he couldn't use the bathroom this morning.
That is true.
Before the show. Wave disadvantage right there.
Yeah. I might have to leave mid-segment.
Right.
Well, I think I can get another 4 minutes.
You know what? Honestly, I don't know if I have any time in my day to devote to watching the Masters. My day is too busy. I've got too much going on.
You do?
Yeah.
Just being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
What else you got?
No, I'm doing the show. Then I'm meeting my daughter in College Park for lunch.
Okay.
Then after lunch, I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Right, well,
I'll wake up from my nap. I'll take the dog for a walk with my wife.
But couldn't you put the Masters on as you fall asleep?
That might be a good precursor.
You know, so
to
you feel like you put it on. You hear the sounds of the birds.
Yeah, I hear this in the background.
Look at the leaderboard,
and then I'm gonna fall asleep again.
Right.
I'll fall back asleep. Then I gotta walk the dog. Then we gotta take the dog training class at 6 o'clock.
What is he training for?
It's she, and it's just general like dog obedience, so you don't have a maniacal dog
every
time you take her on a walk.
Okay.
So that's 6 till 6:45. Then hop in the car, grab something on the way home for dinner, and then I'll plop myself in front of the TV
for
the Caps game.
Yeah. You're right.
My day is officially planned out. I got no room for the Masters. I wouldn't generally anyway.
Well,
certainly for the first round.
Well, yesterday was packed for you because you were prepping for the Ted Leonsis interview.
Sure. Ted's coming out at 9 a.m.
And I walked in
today.
This morning. He goes, you know what? You can just take the Ted interview off because I've got 9 questions for him.
I do have questions for Ted, but I think Jason's going
to... I said, want to get like 3 or 4 questions.
Jason,
and he said, I got 9. So
Jason is going to bum rush me and not allow me to talk to Ted Leonsis, who's scheduled at 9 a.m. today.
You know what I was curious about with Ted, thinking about this yesterday? Mm-hmm. So we had him in studio when we were a nighttime show. Probably
I don't even remember that.
1999. I remember he came in with another power player. Mm-hmm. They had their suits on.
Right.
And at the time, I remember he talked about having like some sort of list of 100 or so things that he wanted to do in his life.
He's probably checking
And he was
all
already
boxes.
Checking them all off already at the time.
Right.
Like, didn't he create a game?
Like a board game.
Yeah, for
like
some reason that has stuck with
game.
Me on his list of this is what I want to accomplish in life.
Yeah.
It might have included, you know, write a book, buy a team,
you can
all
ask
these
him
crazy
later,
things.
Like how many he's checked off.
Yeah.
Sure. Get an update.
He might be done.
Hey, Valdez.
Maybe he created a new list.
You have something in common with Ted Leonsis. I bet you didn't realize it. I saw his interview with...
It's
not your bank account.
Yeah, net wealth.
It's not your portfolio. I know that. I saw his interview with Squawk Box recently, conducted in Kiawah Island, South Carolina, where you're heading and you're packing for 3 weeks from now. Just letting you know, you guys like the same vacation spot, much like I do, in common with Ted, who's coming on the show today at 9. And Jason has formulated 12 to 14 questions for Ted Leonsis. And he's going to try to cram them all in to one segment.
I'm going to do my best, but I think you're going to beat me.
Have a lot to talk to Ted about.
Certainly.
From the arena fiasco. Now, they'll paint the picture that they love it, but they were supposed to go to Alexandria. It didn't happen. They're going to stay in D.C. to the Caps playoff push, to the Wizards plan.
Yep.
Everything with Ted.
Yep.
Hey, Valdez, getting back to the Masters. When does Masters.com or Masters.org, I'm not sure.
I think it's the .org.
When does the Masters online coverage start?
It's always early.
7-ish, 8? Probably not that early since there's a delay.
Yeah, it's not going to be that early. Right. And I'm on the app right now, which is the most amazing app in the world.
What is the dollar figure, the theoretical dollar figure I could offer to both Jason and Matt Valdez to not watch one swing of the Masters. You don't watch one hole. You don't get to watch it online, on TV. The only thing you get to do is like look at
It would
like
definitely be in the four
you
figures.
You can look at recaps like on ESPN.com, or you can go look at the leaderboard at Masters.
I mean, you could offer JP probably $75 to do it, but it would have to be.
I could offer him $7.
It'd be four figures minimum.
I'll say this: I have more interest in cakes.
I
have more interest in cakes because I think here's the difference between me and cakes. Now I'm not going to watch a lot of the Masters until Sunday, but let's say I get home today and I have lunch at 11:30, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table and nobody's home. My wife's at work. Nobody's home. I will put on the TV while I sit down and have my lunch, and I'll click on to the Masters.
Well,
it'll be on in my background.
Well, it's not on TV until three o'clock.
But they'll have live from. You can watch live from.
You can put on feature groups start at 10:30 a.m.
Oh, well, then that'll be available on my TV.
Holes 4, 5, and 6.
But that'll probably be delayed.
Or is that going to be on his only like online viewing?
No, if you have Apple TV, you have the Masters app, and you can.
Well, he doesn't have that.
No, but I have ESPN Plus.
Apple TV.
Although this is what you can watch.
He doesn't have the Masters app. But he can download it, but he doesn't
have
it.
Yeah, you just get the app.
Okay.
Hold on.
It's not foreign to everyone. You get an app, you put it on your TV, and you watch it.
I know how Apple TV works. I'm just telling you, John Paul Flame currently does not have the Masters app downloaded.
But what I'll put live from on.
What I'm saying is you can watch live from. They're going to have driving range coverage. They'll have all that stuff. You just won't be able to watch the actual holes.
I'll put it on more than you is my point.
That is
you won't put it on at all.
I'll
tell you this. Here's what happens. The TV knows what you do. I have YouTube TV. The boxes will come up of the things that I most likely watch, and Masters will come up.
Yep. All right, speaking of the Masters, on the show today, Doug Bell, golf analyst for PGA Tour Radio and CBS Sports HQ. He will join us at 7:40 to talk Masters. Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals. They've got a big one tonight in Buffalo. He'll be on the show at 8:45. And as we have referenced a couple times already, Ted Leonsis, CEO of Monumental Sports, he will join the show coming up at 9. That's all coming up here on The Junks on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's get into the Junk Sports page, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right, so we kind of touched on the Masters. The weather looks dicey, but maybe not as bad as it looked yesterday in terms of where the storms are heading. Certainly raining there now. The Florida and central Georgia, central to east coast Georgia, southeast Georgia is just getting hammered right now.
Right.
But Augusta's kind of at the top of the state and a little bit further west up there. So, maybe they get lucky.
I think I saw.
But there is a delay.
Our guy Reed Timmer tweet recently about that storm system in the southeast. He said it was one of the most confounding systems to ever track.
Really?
I don't know if I can storm chase in this. It's so wild.
Yeah, well, it's big. I know that.
Yeah.
But so there will be a delay. Could be a couple hours, could be more. We'll see. Gusts are going to be very it's going to be very gusty. 20, 30 mile per hour gusts. So we'll see.
Did you watch the par three?
Oh, yeah. I watched a little bit of it. Yeah, I did. I know Ricky Fowler won it at 5 under. There was a bunch of aces. I was just watching. Every time I looked up, someone got an ace.
I like having two at the same time.
I mean, it's rigged for someone to get a hole in one.
Oh, yeah, it is.
If
they just put it in the right spot, yeah, the slope puts it. Yeah.
The ball funnels to the hole.
Yes,
every
it
time.
Does.
Did you read Alan Shipnuck's piece?
No,
about
I did
the
not.
Par three?
No.
I was kind of anti-Alan on his take, but the more I watched this year, the more I was understanding what he had to say. He wrote a piece last year calling the par three like a disgrace to the Masters. he called it televised daycare. Okay. He says it's the golfers,
all the families.
Yeah,
out
it's the golfer. It's the golfers' opportunity to show off their hot wives, their perfect family,
and all their little cute kids,
and all their kids. Yeah. And then back in the day, when the Masters first started, it was like a legit competition. People took it more seriously than they do now.
Sure.
And he's just saying it's a farce.
Is there any
to what it was?
I have to ask.
And you know what? And it's kind of true. The entire thing is a photo op.
Is there any prize money involved, or is it just
you get a trophy though. If you
I saw
win.
The trophy. I saw Ricky holding the trophy.
Does that mean he's not going to win the Masters?
No, historically, the person who wins the par three has never won the Masters.
Right. Correct. Well, wasn't going to win it anyway.
Didn't he have a good year last year?
Yeah, but he's not.
He got better last year.
He's
the
not
year before
win
he was
the Masters.
Bad. But he's been a little dicey this year.
But so I kind of agree with Alan. It's it's just a family
but
fest.
But you still watched it, right? You're still dialed in.
Yeah, of course.
Right. So you're offended by it, but you still consume the product.
I'm not offended by it. I'm not offended by it.
You're
like,
okay.
Like
with
Alan
it.
Shipnuck and Valdez.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. They're kind of showing off their hotties, but. It's just cool to watch. I like watching little kids run around. I think it's pretty cute for me.
Televised daycare.
Does it pull at the heartstrings? Does it make you think, I don't have small kids like that anymore?
Yeah, I wish I
those
had.
Those days are long,
wish
long
my
gone.
Kids were 4 and 2 again.
Right.
Yeah.
But, that ship has sailed, sir.
So
I'll trade you right now.
Please. I know. Yeah.
Drag, give
Believe
me, two
me when
them.
My kids were that age, I would probably be saying the same thing, but wait until your kids are in college or out of college.
Right.
You won't be saying that. I'm just telling you.
Come over to my house around bedtime.
I know it. I'm just saying.
You have different perspective.
It's the moment. But in 20 years, you won't feel that way.
You couldn't even handle it now with your body because you go to bed so early. I was thinking about you last night. What time did you go to bed yesterday?
I watched through 4 innings of the Orioles-Red Sox game. So I don't know what time that was.
8:15 maybe?
8:30 maybe.
8:30.
Yeah.
That's kind of late for him.
That is kind of late. But I was thinking of him because I don't think I got home before 8:30.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In fact, stopped at Chick-fil-A drive-thru after my kids' track meet. That was probably right around 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
So probably got home around 8:45. And Jason's already snoozing.
There's a better chance.
Oh, yeah, by 8:45,
there's a better chance.
And then I put on the Marist lacrosse game.
Better
and
chance
I watched that.
I didn't watch any of that.
I finished at 10.
There's no way I'm in bed by 8:30 tonight. That's going to be like midway through the Caps Sabres second period.
Yeah.
It's just impossible.
I'm betting heavy on the Sabres tonight.
Okay.
Is that your reverse psychology?
You know
yes.
I hope you lose.
I know you do. I kind of hope I lose.
I hope that your money gets flushed right down the toilet.
I hope I lose.
Not a lot of money, but I hope you lose that money.
I bet on the San Francisco Giants last night because Patrick Corbin was pitching for the Nats.
And what happened?
He gets shelled. Yeah. I'm telling you, every time Corbin pitches, just bet the over. Team total over of whoever he's playing.
Hey, maybe he was overtaxed from mowing his postage stamp yard in Clarendon or Arlington, wherever he lives, and didn't have enough in the tank to get through the game.
So Patrick Corbin has thrown 3 times. He's had 3 starts. He's given up 27 hits and 15 runs in about 15 innings.
It did make me laugh yesterday. I can't remember who tweeted it, but basically the nutshell of it was the guy said, I appreciate every Patrick Corbin start because it's one less start that we're going to have to watch going forward in the future. Like we're getting toward the end of the Patrick Corbin business here in Washington.
Yeah. It was bad. And they left him in there, obviously, just to give the bullpen a little bit of a break.
Right.
Because, you know, he gave up 11 hits and 7 runs. And, you know, he in a meaningful game, he would have been pulled a lot earlier. But they lose 7-1, but they still win the series. Nats are off tonight. And they will play Oakland in Oakland starting tomorrow. I believe Jake Irvin pitches against Paul Blackburn tomorrow. And then they'll play the Dodgers. So hopefully they can get a series win against Oakland. And then they play the Dodgers next week.
Just a quick reminder, Patrick Corbin's base salary this year is 35, followed by 6 zeros. That's $35 million.
Yeah, he's stealing money.
Those not in the know.
Nice guy. Obviously helped win a World Series for the Nats, but just can't get it done.
Kind of a dud personality. I remember interviewing him.
True, but nice guy.
Nice guy, yeah.
A bad loss for the Red Sox yesterday against Valdez's Orioles. Very bitter. I was watching. It was 3-0, I think, when I went to sleep.
Does Valdez tweak you about the state of the Sox compared to the Orioles?
Not really. No.
He knows they're losers. Yeah.
They are now.
He's well aware.
But the Orioles come back. They were down 5-0, and they come back and win 7-5. Of course, the story of the game was Jackson Holliday's Major League debut.
They had him batting 9th.
Batted 9 and went 0-for-4. He did have a ground out RBI, struck out a couple times, but man, he looks so young. I mean, I know he is young.
He has a baby face.
Oh, he looks like he's 15.
Do you know he's married? He's 20 years old and he's married.
What? Is?
Yeah. Wow.
Did you guys see the video of him circulating yesterday when he was a kid, like out on the field with his dad?
Yes, it was the All-Star game in Colorado.
He was so young, and he's like, his bat swing guaranteed better than mine's ever been in my life when he was 3 years old.
Yeah, he's natural.
He's running around, like, scooping up the ball that his dad is throwing to him. I mean, it was amazing to watch. Like, you knew that he was going to be a stud from 3 years old.
There's a lot of controversy around Jackson Holliday's home opener with the Orioles at Camden.
All right. Why?
It's Friday, okay? The game is not on TV.
It's on Apple TV.
It's on Apple TV Plus. So if you don't have Apple TV, you can't watch
Apple
the Orioles game or Jackson Holliday's home debut.
Can't you get a free trial for like 7 days?
I'm sure you could do that if you haven't already. But if you're not a subscriber to Apple TV, you cannot watch his home opener, home debut.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the video of him being told by the minor league manager that he was going to the big leagues?
Yeah.
He didn't even blink.
Yeah, didn't flinch.
He just completely expected it.
Because he knows.
Now, he looks very young. You can see his arms are somewhat jacked. But this is a serious flex. Now, Buster Olney didn't flex it, but other people are noting it.
Mm-hmm.
Buster Olney from ESPN, when Holliday was 9 years old, tweeted November 14th, 2013. He just tweeted, Matt Holliday's son, future all-star.
he was onto it.
When the kid was 9 years old.
All right.
So he's a total prodigy.
Yeah.
And they're going to call up these other guys in the minors are just hitting home runs left and right for the Norfolk Tides.
They need Valdez to stop incessantly tweeting about it, about the fact that they're all stuck down in the minors and should be playing for the Orioles instead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a roster malpractice. That's what my dad and I dubbed it.
Yeah.
Well, they have a lot of good players.
The other young kids, studs on that roster, they were batting 7-8, and that was Kowser and Westberg, and they went 3-for-7 with
Kowser. Kowser's a stud. Had two great plays in left field. Austin Hayes. Bye-bye.
That's fine.
Bye-bye.
Well, they already got rid of Kemp, right?
But it was 5-0, and then the Orioles come back. They win 7-5. Bullpen blew it for Boston. Cutter Crawford actually pitched really well. Let's see. Anything else in baseball you want to talk about real quick before we get to the jail cell segment of the sports page?
No, we need to get to the T-Sizzle story.
All right, hold on, but let's start with Rashee Rice.
Okay.
All right, we've been talking about Rashee Rice for a while. Chiefs wide receiver, just an idiot, caused a 6-car pileup on a beltway in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And he faces 8 charges, including aggravated assault. And, of course, there is an arrest warrant that's been issued for Rice, who's 23, for one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury. And the other driver also has an arrest warrant out for him. So two arrest warrants out for the drivers in that, and I assume he'll be taken into custody today.
Did he have a history of being a clown back at SMU?
I don't recall that.
Anything.
I don't recall. I don't think anything this serious.
Just a catastrophically bad life decision by him. Like, his star is rising. He's becoming Patrick Mahomes' number one wideout in Kansas City. Wins a Super Bowl. Like, why would you risk it all? Just a drag race with somebody out in the middle of a Dallas highway.
Because he's 23. He's just stupid. He's just an idiot.
Bad life decisions.
And the other kid, Ted Knox, or Theodore Knox, who's 21. He was driving the Corvette.
Right.
Arrest warrant for him, too. So they'll be arrested probably today. Right?
Yep. Looking that way.
All right. So I wanted to talk about Mr. Suggs.
Right.
I wouldn't want to have a run-in with him.
No. Certainly not.
No, but especially when he's got a gun.
No.
So he was arrested earlier in the week in Scottsdale, two charges, a month after a dispute in Starbucks drive-thru, when Suggs apparently stuck a gun out of his window and threatened another customer. Or was he threatening?
Well, it sounded like there was a drive-thru at the Starbucks.
Yes.
And Suggs apparently must have overshot the drive-thru window.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts his car into reverse
to get back in front of the window.
And he backs into another person waiting in line.
Okay.
So I guess
he caused the accident.
He did.
That guy was pissed.
So I guess they both get out of their cars. They exchange words, get back into their cars, and then there's another altercation. I think they both get out of their cars again, and then they come close to fighting, and then Suggs, called him a P-word.
He called him a cracker.
Called him a cracker, which is always a funny racial bomb to throw at a whitey.
White guy.
And then
it was combined with the P word.
Yeah. And he called him a bitch. And then he speeds off and he brandishes a handgun out the window as he's leaving the scene.
Mm.
So
sometimes you get cranky if you don't have your coffee.
It's very true.
Well, he was definitely cranky.
I couldn't imagine having a confrontation with Terrell Suggs, how big he is.
He doesn't even need a gun. Like, just having, like, if you're Terrell Suggs, having a gun is just above and beyond.
But, man,
like,
this happened a month ago? Took a month to get him?
Is that how long it happened ago?
I think it said a month.
It's weird with Terrell Suggs because I find him very personable and charismatic. He's not an analyst right now on TV, but he's done a lot of TV work. But I think he has kind of a sordid history with the law.
Kind of a sordid history? Didn't he pour bleach on his
pregnant wife.
Yeah, yeah.
He's nuts.
Yeah, he's a psycho. And what I also didn't realize about him yesterday until I saw some of the shots of him when he was with Baltimore, he has a disturbing gum to teeth ratio.
Yes, you see a lot of gums.
I mean, he's got huge gums. Very tiny chiclet teeth at the bottom of the gums. It's kind of hard to look at. Right, Drab? Am I wrong?
I can't believe you're just noticing his mouth.
Just noticing.
Terrell Suggs might be on the Mount Rushmore of ugliest players. I mean, come on.
But he's known for.
Okay, I never really picked up on it until yesterday.
He was a big trash talker back at Arizona State. We used to play at the rec center basketball all the time, and I was always playing against him. And he was a massive trash talker.
I'm sure he was.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, did you ever try to guard Terrell Suggs?
Yeah, yeah. It did not go well.
Yeah, I mean, I know it didn't go well. I could tell already.
I mean, he was playing basketball with a bunch of 5'11 white guys.
Right.
So take that, you bald MF-er.
You bald cracker.
Hey, I wasn't bald and gone.
Yeah, I still had your hair. I was looking
to grab. So this happened on March 10th.
Okay.
All right, so it was a month ago.
Yeah.
Now, the other driver who got backed into had a recording of it, so it's all on video.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Suggs released a statement saying that he feared for his life. That's why he brandished the gun,
right,
which is the biggest bunch of crap. Yeah. All right, so put him away for 30 days. I don't know. Just put him away.
I wonder what his coffee order was.
Yeah, it's a great question.
I need to know.
Probably
what
six espresso shots. He's so angry. He's so mad.
All right, so
you think they wrote sizzle on his cup?
Sizzle.
We got to transfer sports real quick.
Big gums.
Ben McLemore. I'm glad my name isn't Ben McLemore, I tell you that. because remember Ben McAdoo played at Kansas?
Sure, the guard, yeah. Picked pretty high, like picked top 10 in his draft.
Oh, yeah. And he was playing for Portland. Hadn't played in the NBA in a couple of years. He was playing over in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
But he was arrested at the Portland airport. Outstanding felony warrant for one charge of...
I know what it is.
It's a big
rape.
First degree rape.
Ooh, that's bad.
Now, who knows what happened, but one charge of first degree rape, unlawful sexual penetration, and two charges of second degree sexual abuse. It happened in Oregon, Lake Oswego. I've been there. And apparently it happened in October, early October of 2021. So, you know, almost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So, not good for Ben McLemore, T. Suggs, and Rashee Rice.
A lot of crime news on the
But actually, just
page.
A little footnote for Shohei Ohtani, good news, because the Fed filed the charges as an interpreter, and they basically cleared him.
Very good.
Regardless of what Brandon Lang said, and regardless of what may have
Somebody
really happened.
Somebody got paid off.
They cleared him.
All right, don't forget, later in the show at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Ted Leonsis, CEO of Monumental Sports. And at 7:40, we'll talk Masters with Doug Bell from CBS Sports HQ.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
NFL things to hit here. One, we now know who the Philadelphia Eagles will face in Brazil for their week one opener on the first Friday night game that I can recall being played in the NFL in week one. Eagles will take on the Green Bay Packers in the Brazil game. I believe that's a Peacock game. It's either a Peacock or an Amazon game. It's one of those two. So that's put that on your calendar.
What time will that game kick here, East Coast?
Well, I'm sure they'll make it like an I don't know what time zone they're in, but I'm sure they're probably going to make it like a 7 or 8 p.m. kickoff.
It's in Brazil.
It's in Brazil,
you said?
Yes. So we know the Eagles' opponent. Week 1, Eagles hosting the Packers. Not in the link in Brazil. So that news came out.
Oh, so
yesterday.
Brazil is only an hour ahead.
Okay, so yeah, that won't be a problem at all.
Not a problem.
Not a problem. So now we know that week one opponent. We also wanted to get this audio that Diana Rossini retweeted yesterday of Albert Breer, who has Matt Rhule of the Huskers. He's head coach at Nebraska, talking about the fact that Bill Belichick wasn't hired as one of the 7 openings in the NFL in the coaching cycle this offseason. Here's Matt Rhule talking about having Belichick in to talk to his team and how that went.
He is so smart. Has seen so much that he can make the complex so simple that it humbles you and embarrasses you. I was embarrassed yesterday listening to him, how smart he is, how simple it was. He went 4.5 hours with the coaching. Forget the clinic. Like, he came in and met with our coaching staff. And with 3.5 hours in, I was like, Coach, would you like a water, a coffee? Would you like to use the restroom? Because I desperately had to use the restroom, you know? And he's like, I'm fine, Matt. I was like, yes, sir. And just sitting there and just talking, right? And just his recall from things 15 years ago. And, you know, the only reason why we don't get through more information is because he's having to slow down to make sure you understand what he's saying. I mean, so you have this man who's a savant, right? Who's been a defensive coordinator. He's been a special teams coordinator. He's coached, you know, he could be an offensive coordinator. He's been a head coach twice. He's been a GM person. I mean, he's talking about football in a way that just like, I mean, illuminates things and makes things so simple that you're like, oh my goodness.
Man, I can see you're tilted from the typing in the background.
It's really going hard. Really going hard on that laptop keyboard.
But here's the thing. He didn't have recent success, and the league, the owners, for whatever reason, decided to move on, including here in Washington. You would think he would have been at the top of the list based on resume.
Right.
Based on resume, he should have been at the top of the list. And what do you get? One interview?
I was
with Atlanta.
I mean, think about
I was surprised.
How he feels that, let's just say the one job that he did interview for, let's say that was the only job opening.
Right.
So the Falcons interview him. And they hire a guy who has a losing record in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Atlanta may have hired the right guy. If we played the audio from a week or two ago, there was audio of their first team meeting, and he's inspirational. And Belichick is not that type of coach.
The reason,
so you can see why Atlanta made their hire.
You're talking about Morris?
Yes.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris is inspirational. Like he was very engaging.
I always
say that stuff doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Because there are coaches with all kinds of styles who are successful. Phil Jackson in the NBA was totally different than other guys who win NBA finals like Pat Riley.
Right. Right.
Totally different.
Different personalities, right? Yes.
But they both won.
But I'm guessing what scared most teams off with Belichick, and this is just my opinion, is that he wants total control and power over the roster and over personnel. And as you mentioned at the outset, that didn't go very well in New England over the last three or four seasons.
Well, that's
so
what
I can understand why teams like Washington and other teams in Atlanta looked at him or maybe brought him in and said, he's just right now, he's just not for us. Despite all the success, despite all the Super Bowl titles, he's just not for us right now.
That's
it doesn't
what I was
mean he's
say.
Not going to get a gig going forward.
I was going to say that to JP. I mean, yeah, he only got the one interview, but maybe other teams were interested, but realized, you know, once they reached out to him, they realized he wants total control.
Right.
So don't bring me in for an interview unless you know I want total control.
Sure.
And they kind of backed off. That could have happened.
Could have happened. There were reports that he said that he didn't need total control.
Well, Who knows if that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know if that's true or not. And if that's the case, then I would seriously consider hiring Bill Belichick. But if it's Bill Belichick and he's picking all the players and he's running the draft room, I don't want that as part of my organization.
It's pretty baffling to me. We talk about how the quarterbacks, half of them are going to miss, if not more than half. Same thing's going to happen for these coaches. So seven guys were hired. Couple of them will hit. Couple of them will be mediocre, and a couple of them will be failures.
We'll be out in the third year. Yep.
Those teams could have hired arguably the greatest of all time.
So you're right. Raheem Morris is definitely a motivator, and he's got a great person, fiery personality. And I'm not saying he's going to fail, but if there's a chance that Belichick would have done a better job than Morris in Atlanta.
Of course.
We'll see.
There's a chance that Belichick would have been a better fit here in Washington. Josh Harris wasn't interested.
And look,
this team wasn't interested in Bill Belichick.
Every offseason, there's going to be five, six, seven, maybe more openings. I'm sure he's going to get looks again next year. And maybe the best thing for him is just to take a year away, recharge, find a better spot. I think he'll have more opportunities going forward.
You would think so. I mean, right now, all I've heard from Bill Belichick is he's going to college campuses.
Right.
Right? He was at Washington, and now you hear he's at Nebraska. This is just my curiosity. Is he getting paid for those gigs?
That I don't know.
Well, remember, his son is the D coordinator at Washington.
Okay. I would guess no. I would guess like maybe Matt Rhule just reaches out to him and says, would you come in and talk to my team?
Four and a half hours. That's a lot of time, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, and it sounded like he was going, like, from what Rhule was saying, like, He just keeps going. Like, there are no pee breaks. There are no, hey guys, let's take 10 here. Let's go grab a cup of water. Like, he's just going straight through.
Well, if it's strictly watching film and going through it, who's going to be better than Bill Belichick?
Nobody.
Yeah, you're
Nobody.
Right. So the coaches hired for this year, Morris, obviously, Dave Canales in Carolina. Man, he's got that's a tough job anyway.
It is a tough one.
Antonio Pierce was hired, but he was an interim from last year, so you still have to count him. Harbaugh, obviously, right? Jared Mayo in New England.
Right.
And I didn't think New England would go that way, but they did. And then there's a couple more I'm missing here.
Dave Canales, by the way, should reach out to Matt Rhule, the head coach in Nebraska, and get some tips on how to deal with David Tepper and that chaotic ownership situation there in Carolina. Because he's been through it.
Seattle hires Mike McDonald.
Brian Callahan to Tennessee, and then Quinn here.
Right.
I mean, Belichick's like, Brian Callahan? Right. He Morris?
Callahan Auto
Dave
Parts
Canales?
Got a gig before I did? Have to wait and see how these guys pan out. But again, it comes down
he
to...
He might also be saying Dan Quinn?
It comes down to him wanting the total power and control. And some teams just, I'm sure, got spooked by that and just did not want that element in their building.
He probably is laughing at Washington, thinking about the Super Bowl.
He may be.
And Dan Quinn going, you're hiring the guy that blew that lead to my squad?
Right. Hey, that's the decision that Josh Harris and company made.
If you include Pierce from last year, who was the interim, but he got the full-time gig, eight guys. I'm going to guess maybe four get extensions.
Right. Maybe. That might be optimistic.
Yeah. Could be two or three.
Yep. All right, when we come back, we'll get into the Commanders. I hope they have their spare guest bedroom ready over at Commanders Park because they've got visitors coming in next week. Drake May and Jaden Daniels on the docket for in-person visits. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.